Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Hello and welcome to the newest edition of Underground Philly. We've got a good show for you today. We're going to talk about the FA Cup, a big, big game for Espanyol in the Spanish League. And we're also going to talk about the Philadelphia Flyers and the recent run of success they've had since they lost to the New York Rangers in the Winter Classic. But before we do that, I just want to remind everybody that you can follow us on Twitter at UGround Philly. You can find us online on our blog, ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. And if you want to find us on Facebook, just go on there and look for Underground Philly, and you can like us on there. And if you follow us there, we'll be able to find out about new stories, new podcasts that we're posting before anybody else, and we'll Twitter breaking news for you. And right now, though, we're going to start things off with a little bit of FA Cup football. It was an exciting day in English soccer this weekend. It was the third round of the FA Cup, which is really the first round that the big boys get involved. And we had some very, very big games. The biggest game by far was Manchester United taking on Manchester City. And that game happened on Sunday, and it lived up to the billing. A lot of people were talking about Manchester United after two straight losses in Premier League play, like they were a club on the down and out. They were never going to be able to take on City. They were never going to be able to live up to the huge expectations that the world has for Manchester United. And not only did they do that, they did it in a fairly convincing fashion. They went in to Manchester City's turf. They beat them. Now, granted, there was a little bit of a questionable call that sent company off for Manchester City, so they were down 10 to 10 men for most of the match, but still, Manchester United roared out of the gate to a 3-0 lead in the first half. City did come back and score two goals, but when it really came down to it and when it really counted, Manchester United controlled the ball and they controlled play in the second half of the game. With the 10 minutes left and through stoppage time, Manchester City controlled the ball most of the way. There was a little bit of a shaky moment right at the end of stoppage time when City took control and they really charged down the field to try to equalize. But overall, Manchester United really, really just took it to City. And I know it isn't a Premier League game. There are no points won. But it really is encouraging for Manchester United because after two straight losses, they seem to be reeling. So they go in, they were the first team to beat Manchester City at home in over a year, which is big news. And they did it, you know, scoring a lot of goals. Nobody had scored more than one goal at Manchester City so far this season. So good for United. It was a good win for them. And they have now drawn what is most likely going to be the biggest match of the fourth round of the FA Cup, which is Manchester United versus Liverpool. Now we'll take a look at how some Americans fared overseas this weekend. And Clint Dempsey, who plays for Fulham, had the first ever hat trick with Fulham. He scored in the 8th and the 61st minutes, and he also converted a penalty shot, and it's believed to only be the third ever hat trick for a American player in you know, top flight English play. There have been a couple in lesser competitions, but yeah, Clint Dempsey again had three goals. Landon Donovan, who's been playing for Everton, also had a big weekend. He had an assist, and he also banged a shot off the post, so he came very, very close to winning. So it was definitely a big weekend for English soccer and a big weekend in general. And here are some of the big matches from the FA Cup draw for the fourth round. Chelsea is going to either be playing MK Dons or Queen's Park Rangers. West Bromwich Albion is going to be playing Norwich City. Arsenal or Leeds United is going to be playing Aston Villa. That's going to be a big match. Tottenham Hotspur is going to be playing Watford. Liverpool and Manchester United is obviously, I would say, the biggest match of the fourth round. Stoke City is going to be playing Derby County. Fulham will be playing Everton. And in the last matchup of one of the big clubs from the Premier League, Macclesfield Town or Bolton will be playing Swansea. So we'll have to see who's going to, you know, come out of the fourth round. But right now, the biggest matches I would say to watch are obviously for Americans going to be Fulham and Everton, with Clint Dempsey and Landon Donovan playing in those games. Also, Tim Howard, the goalie for Everton, who recently scored a goal. And the Liverpool-Manchester United matchup is also going to be a big, big game. So a lot to look forward to in the fourth round, and an exciting third round for the FA Cup. The only other big soccer news that I have for everybody today is some big news out of the Spanish league, and that is Barcelona and Espanyol tied. Espanyol is not a very good club at all, and Barcelona, of course, were La Liga champions last year, and they were really hoping to close the gap a little bit on Real Madrid, at least keep it at three, but now the gap has widened with the tie, and that really gives Real Madrid a chance to, even though they lost head-to-head, it gives them a good chance to take a commanding lead in La Liga, and it's going to be tough for Barcelona to come back from that. But right now, enough of soccer. It's time to move on to a little bit of hockey.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing the orange and the black, the orange and the black.
And the Flyers have been performing fairly well of late. After the Winter Classic, they're 2-1. They beat the Chicago Blackhawks on home ice with a late winner. I know it was a late winner, but still, it's a winner, which is big for them, especially since the last time the Flyers saw the Blackhawks at in Philadelphia, it was the day that the Blackhawks beat us and won the Stanley Cup. So it's definitely nice to beat them. Unfortunately, then, with the home-and-home against Ottawa, Ottawa used a four-goal third period. Yeah, four goals. They scored their last goal with 1 minute 11 seconds, and they beat us 6-4 to earn a split of the home-and-home series that we had. Ilya Bryzgalov apparently decided that, you know, four goals in the third period, nothing big. I don't really know what's going on with Ilya Bryzgalov. We gave him a ton of money, I know that, but he has got to get himself out of the funk that he is in, because this cannot continue. He's getting paid a lot of money. He's supposed to be the franchise goalie. And when you go into the third period with a 4-2 lead, most teams would consider that a comfortable lead. And the Flyers need to have a goalie back there who they can consider that a comfortable lead with, too. You can't just keep on doing what you're doing, where, you know, you have a decent lead and Ilya lets in four goals. Or, you know, we need a game where it's tight and the Flyers are only going to be able to score a couple and he'll let in three. We need a game from Ilya Bryzgalov where he actually steps up and lives up to the contract that he signed. I know he's funny. I know he's funny on Twitter. I know he says funny things, and he's Russian, so he sounds funny saying them. But he really just has to step up his game. Otherwise, I don't see how much longer Peter Laviolette can ignore Bobrovsky as the starter. I know he was the starter last year, and he got burned out. I know that we're paying Ilya Bryzgalov a lot of money, but quite frankly, I'd rather win the Stanley Cup than stick by Ilya Bryzgalov, who right now apparently just his head is screwed on wrong. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's trying to do. And he really needs to fix that. Otherwise, the Flyers are going to be in trouble. Before the Winter Classic, I mean, we were fighting for first place in the Eastern Conference. And right now, they're not fighting for first place in the Eastern Conference. They're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference. And they're 4 points back. So, I mean, the Rangers have a pretty commanding lead on the Flyers, and I don't like that. I mean, it's we should be able to beat these teams, especially when you have a 4-2 lead in the third period. And the game against Chicago, I mean, I know we won, but Ilya Bryzgalov, you know, he let in another third period goal, and that's what let the Blackhawks tie it up. Now, we did get a late goal to score to win the game, but can you imagine how that place would have been if Ilya Bryzgalov had let in that goal and then we hadn't scored? If we'd had to go into overtime, it would not have gone over well. And quite frankly, they really need to fix Ilya Bryzgalov. I don't know what it's going to take. Is it going to take a benching? That might work. Is it going to take, you know, I don't know, maybe a fine or maybe a talking to? Maybe they need to have a team meeting. I don't know what it's going to take, but they have to fix Ilya Bryzgalov. And that's all we have for this week. Thank you for joining us. We hope to see you guys next time, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.